getting better all the time.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. You don't have to look very far to see what is going on all over the country. I've seen what Scott Walker did in this state. They did a tap dance on democracy. They gerrymandered everything, got control of the Supreme Court, and you lost your democracy in this state. And we still don't really have one other than statewide elections. The congressional, Republican congressional districts are all gerrymandered, or your congressman, I should say. So you have no say. And the very thing that went on in this state, I think, is a template for what the GOP plan to do all over the country. They can't win with a vote, so you go in and get voter restrictions, gerrymander everything, try to get control of Congress, block everything, and it goes on and on and on. But I just thought I'd bring that up. If you want to know what's going on, I think just look at what happened in this state. And with that, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks. No, that's a very good point. When Scott Walker got in 2010, there are these what I'll call hurricane years or tsunami years that favor one side or the other. It's a buildup of economic and cultural forces. And 2010 was a disastrous year for Democrats. Virtually any Republican could get elected. And for instance, 1994 was a disastrous year for Democrats. Any Republican could get elected. But 2006 was a good Democratic year. One of the biggest hurricane years for the Democrats was 1958, when John Kennedy got reelected to the Senate in Massachusetts, and we took the Senate, and Bill Proxmire was elected here, Democratic senator. So, you know, there's certain things that are beyond people's control. But Scott Walker just rode the tide. He was not elected because they thought he was going to be a great governor. He somehow got the nomination to get elected. The minute he got in, as Wisco Paul says, what he did was he rammed through gerrymandering, which ensured that the Republicans who get either 50% or less, in some cases 45 or 6%, of the statewide legislative vote would have two-thirds of the assembly. Two-thirds. There are 99 assembly seats. There are 33 state Senate seats. And they would get over 60 assembly seats, even though they had half the vote or less. That's not democracy. And then what he did, you know, he was the subject of a investigation in Milwaukee, and some of his fellow travelers and running dogs who worked for him got in a lot of trouble for it. But he's the one that got the fake Koch brother call. Remember that one where a guy calls up, an impersonator, says one of the Koch brothers, and then says to Walker, you know, with all these demonstrators over Act 10, why don't you send somebody out in the crowd to, you know, beat one of them up? And, you know, if somebody said that to me and I were a governor, I'd say, shut up, and I'd hang up. He didn't say that. He said, well, I don't think it's come to that yet. Something like, you know, I don't think it's come to that yet. Okay. Hey, Jack, what do you mean yet? Where's the yet come from? So, and then Act 10, you know, there had been good labor relations with both parties for a long time. Tommy Thompson was very popular with a lot of labor unions. He was endorsed by some labor unions. You know, he would push back a little bit, but basically you could work with him. So he comes in and he rams through Act 10. There were demonstrations on the square. You remember those demonstrations? They were huge. Over 1 million signatures were gathered for his recall. It went to a recall. Tom Barrett, mayor of Milwaukee, was our candidate. Good guy, good mayor. He lost roughly, I don't know, I think it was 52-48 something, which is the usual margin of victory or loss in the state, Republican, Democratic at the time. And I think a lot of it was that people thought, well, we may not like Walker. We may have signed that petition, but before we drag a guy out of office, we need something other than a policy dispute, some personal criminal act or something weird about the guy. I think there's plenty of weird about the guy, but that apparently didn't carry the day. And then what happened was they started to talk about a right to work law. And some of the union, the operating engineers went to him and said, look, we will endorse you for re-election in 2014. Remember, against Burke, we will endorse you. You have to give us your word of honor. You won't sign a right to work law. He said, you have my word. He got elected with some union support, got elected in November. And that spring, he wanted to run for president, signed a right to work law against, you know, not just public employee unions, but all unions, industrial unions, to break labor. Michigan had already done it. How did Michigan and Wisconsin pass right to work laws when they're two of the most successfully unionized states in the country with the strongest economies that built a middle class and made great profits for people who owned the businesses? It was a win-win. In Germany, there's a very, very close relationship between the unions and their economic progress, and it works. It worked here. You know, Walker destroyed that, Paul. Walker destroyed that. And the Milwaukee Journal, that September, has an editorial. Look it up. It says, Walker's word is no good. Now, there's a lot of things. I may like a guy, not like a guy. I may disagree with him, not agree with him. But if his word is no good, how do you deal with him? Walker's word was no good. And so in 2018, when it came up again, people were getting very tired of this guy. You know, Tony Evers comes out of the weeds. You know, he'd been an education guy and, you know, not well known, but, you know, he's not Scott Walker, and he beat Scott Walker. Scott Walker is like a vampire hanging in the background. They put him in charge of this effort, Republican Party did, to have a constitutional convention to meet in Mar-a-Lago or Las Vegas and redo everything that our founding fathers did, everything. First Amendment, Second Amendment, Third Amendment. You know what the Third Amendment is? You can't, the government can't forcibly bivouac troops in your house. Nobody's too worried about that nowadays, but Fourth Amendment, unreasonable search and seizures, Fifth Amendment, due process, right? You know, I mean, they can redo any of this stuff. They'll put in a balanced budget amendment. Then they'll say, well, we have a deficit, so we got to eliminate Social Security and Medicare to cure the deficit. That's what they're going to say. And Republican judges will say, that's fine. You've got to understand that, you know, when I talk about democracy being subverted, this isn't a political science exercise. This is very real stuff. And it led to a revolution in the late 1700s. It's going to lead to one again if this goes on. So enough's enough. But there you have it on Scott Walker. He did a lot of damage. He's still doing a lot of damage. And he has a lot of fellow travelers and running dogs in his party. Voss is one of them. All these other people, Tiffany in Congress, Fitzgerald in Congress, are doing things that damage the United States. They damage the United States. And so this is not a partisan thing. There are a lot of Republicans who are good people. I think Mitt Romney, Liz Cheney, people of that nature, Adam Kinzinger, they're conservatives. You can disagree with them on tax policy and this, that, and the other thing. But these are people who abide by the Constitution. Brian Hagedorn on the Supreme Court of the state, conservative guy. But when it came to reading the Constitution, he would not subvert our democracy. That must be remembered. That must be remembered and honored. So these people, there are Republicans. We need a conservative party that's honest, that believes in democracy. We need it. We need two parties. I'm in the one party, but we need the other party. Anyway, Paul, thanks for calling in. Going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.